From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. New Jersey's senior Senator Cory Booker broke the record for the longest Senate speech ever, speaking for 25 hours and 4 minutes. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 7 o'clock Monday night in protest of the Trump administration. Booker spoke in protest of President Trump's tariffs, steps Trump's taking to dismantle the Department of Education and other policies, saying the nation is in crisis. President Donald Trump's Liberation Day featured the commander-in-chief announcing a suite of global tariffs. He said that if countries wanted to avoid the duties on imports,
my answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America.
Aside from a universal baseline 10% tariff on all imports, Trump said various reciprocal tariffs will be put in place, targeting a sweep of products and countries. Now, last Thursday was the worst day for the stock market in nearly 5 years, a day after President Trump announced those sweeping global tariffs. The S&P saw its biggest drop since June 2020, and the Dow closed 4% lower, but Trump says the tariffs imposed on other countries are having the desired effect. He's now open to negotiations. Every country has asked to cut a trade deal with the U.S. Meantime, China is hitting back at the U.S. in imposing a 34% tariff on the U.S. That starts on April 10th. The Lakewood mother accused of drowning her two toddler daughters, ages 1 and 3, last year has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. The judge ordered instead that 27-year-old Naomi Elkins be committed to a secure psychiatric hospital for 2 lifetimes, one for each child. Elkins admitted she killed the girls for religious reasons. Governor Murphy says 20 school districts in New Jersey could lose $85 million in a sudden clawback by the Trump administration.
The announcement comes as communities across the state are already facing increasing strains on school budgets. The Federal Department of Education announced the cuts to grants from a pandemic-era spending plan, saying districts would have to prove the COVID funds are still needed. Murphy says they are for student health and safety. Among the 20 districts that could lose funds are Westwood, Elizabeth, Linden, Keensburg, Hamilton, and Brick. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Housing is one issue New Jersey voters are divided about. A new FDU poll finds voters are pretty split on whether the state should incentivize builders to construct new homes from affordable to luxury.
46% of New Jersey voters say that the state should be incentivizing home builders to construct more housing. 43% saying the state shouldn't be involved in this.
Executive director of the FDU poll, Dan Cassino, says those 30 and under overwhelmingly support government subsidies for housing than those between the ages of 45 and 64. A New Jersey state trooper has been arrested after allegedly shooting his dog at his condo and assaulting a police officer outside Wayne Township headquarters. Officers found Alexander Lark in the parking lot destroying a stop sign. He was placed under arrest. His dog found dead inside his condo with what appeared to be Lark's service weapon lying next to the animal. An Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a woman inside his squad car.
Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The 24-year-old Munyon, hired by the Atlantic City Police Department in 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He's now suspended without pay. His arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, launched in September when the victim reported the assault. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey law stops teens under 15 years old from being tried as adults no matter what. It applies even to the 14-year-old charged with the murder of Newark Police Sergeant Joseph Ascona. Attorney General Matthew Plackin's office has drafted a new bill called Joseph's Law.
This would change that for somebody who seriously injures an officer or kills an officer, as was the case here. And look, the bottom line is someone needs to protect the protectors.
Plackin says he knows the law enforcement community supports the bill. Budget cuts under the Trump administration have shut down scores of research grants at universities across the country, including Princeton University. The reason for the suspensions are not fully clear, but they would comply with the law. Princeton is among dozens nationwide that face federal investigations into charges of anti-Semitism following pro-Palestinian protests last year. A Homedale man is facing a host of charges stemming from an incident at a donut shop in Mattawan. The incident happened last weekend at Main Street Donuts, where police say a man, later identified as 61-year-old Matzi Wojcik, tried to tear down a pride flag from in front of the shop, made Nazi gestures, and alleged threats to burn the shop down. Opening day trout season in New Jersey has begun. About 175 water bodies from Cape May to Warren counties will be stocked with tons of rainbow trout, says New Jersey Fish and Wildlife Fisheries biologist Kyle Civilier.
We have approximately 570,000 trout that are stocked. We have a database and an algorithm that we use to determine how many rainbow trout each one of those water bodies gets based on size, how many people live in the area, fishing access, boating access.
While trout season runs all year in New Jersey, the trout stocking season continues through May 23rd. Bruce Springsteen giving fans a treasure chest full of previously unreleased music this summer. The Boss announcing tracks to the Lost Albums box set to be released June 27th. It will feature seven previously unheard albums containing a total of 83 songs. He released the song Rain in the River from the album Perfect World this week. The project is a follow-up to Springsteen's 1998 tracks collection. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.